This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The holidays are normally a time to get together. CPR's Corey Jones reports on one city that found a creative way to bring a little holiday joy this year remotely.
This idea came up in Broomfield, north of Denver, just last month. Here's Suzanne Linder. She manages the city's library programs.
Since the Broomfield Library closed on March 13th, we have been thinking about how to reach people who live in our community who are not on their computers all day.
In the fall, library workers and the city's cultural affairs staff wondered what to do specifically for the holidays. What'd they come up with?
So people pick up a phone and then they dial a phone number.
To hear angels we have heard on high, press one.
It's called Dial a Carol. Here's Linder.
When they press one of the numbers on the voicemail box, they are hearing a carol sung to them by musicians in the Broomfield and the North Metro Denver community.
We wish you
performers on this particular recording are from Opera on Tap, Colorado. Eve Orenstein is one of the singers. She also sang a Hanukkah song. Orenstein says the group usually sings carols in public for the holidays, like at nursing homes. And she misses all of that right now.
Not having that is a big loss.
For Dial a Carol, Orenstein and a few other opera singers recently got together in the Broomfield Auditorium, physically spaced out, to record.
Even just having a few people together who were singers and share that same energy and that same, you know, love it was lovely.
She likes how the phone line lets her sing for older adults who might be feeling particularly lonely right now. Back at the Broomfield Library, Suzanne Linder says the carols also help them reach people without internet and smartphones, or those who gave up data plans when they lost their jobs.
On the surface, it's cute and it's fun. And on a deeper level, it is an attempt to connect human to human, voice to voice.
The library has also offered storytelling over the phone. And going forward, Linder has plans to offer poetry, guided meditation, and maybe even some jokes. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.